And we're going to hop right back into our talk with Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone and continue talking about the smallmouth fishery, hot baits, plus this weather pattern and the Cabela's NTC tournament starting later this week. So here we go, continued from our last outdoor report earlier this hour. Are you still seeing lots of tackle go out the door for the smallmouth?
Yeah, we're still selling quite a few tube jigs yet.
Senkos and whatnot?
Yeah, and I mean, like with the Ford River, there's always fish at the mouth of the river there. You know, it'll tend to be a little bit smaller average size now for the next month or two, but, you know, still lots of fish there to catch, and it's an easy spot for people to pull off the road and just start fishing.
Well, I was going to ask you also this year with the opening of walleye season, I'm sure you put a lot of people through the doors, you know, in the upcoming days right before it. Did you see any change in buying patterns than normal?
I guess the only real change is we just plain didn't sell as much stuff as we typically would as far as crawlers and leeches. Again, people were just kind of waiting to see what the weather does. Making up for that, though, is the fact that we got this big tournament coming up here in the next few days, starting on Thursday, the Cabela's NTC tournament.
Right, yeah.
There's 190 teams that are going to be fishing in that, so it's kind of picking up the slack where the regular walleye crowd might have been buying bait. These guys are making up for it.
I heard that a lot of those those teams that are coming in from around the country, they're just a little blown away by how big the water is here.
Well, again, we've had guys from Maryland and Pennsylvania, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, you know, places that maybe don't necessarily have really big water. I mean, they're coming out onto the Great Lakes. You know, it's a lot of them fish inland rivers and stuff. And, yeah, it's a whole new ball game for them. So, yeah, they kind of come in all wide-eyed and wondering where to even begin. And it's a lot different than what they're used to.
So they're coming in to pick your brain a little bit, I assume?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, any predictions for the upcoming week? You know, we kind of talked a little bit about the stable weather pattern, but the NTC, that's gonna put a lot of fishermen out on the water, a lot of extra boats.
Yeah, but at least if nothing else, they'll be off the water, you know, early in the afternoon, so the late afternoon, evening bite will, you know, be back for the regular sport fishermen. You know, looking at the forecast here, I think the wind starts switching to the south here on Tuesday, and all through the weekend, we're going to have south winds. Doesn't look like it'll be quite strong enough to really turn on down at Ford River until maybe early next week. But, you know, we'll just roll with the punches and see what the weather deals us, and we'll go from there.
So pretty much everybody that likes to fish your neck of the woods is all praying for, they're all praying for south winds.
Yes, certainly.
Chris, I appreciate your time. Anything else you want to throw in?
I don't think I got anything else for you right at the moment here.
We might hit you up toward the end of the week to kind of get the good reports flowing.
Well, hopefully we'll have some better info for you by then.
I appreciate your time as usual. Take care.
Thanks, Lucia.
Chris from Bayview Bait and Tackle in Gladstone, and this is The Outdoor Show.